someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter, welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guests, Fibber McGee and Molly. And now here's the Pittsburgh Pirate from Spokane, Washington, Bing Low and Wide Crosby.
Thank you, Ken, but if you'll take another look, you'll see that I'm not as wide as I was a few weeks ago.
You do look very well, yes.
I've been working out with the Pirates, and the training has certainly done me good.
You going to play with the team all season, Bing?
No, I couldn't keep up with the other guys, so they're trading me to Billings, Montana Club for a hind quarter of buffalo meat. Long about here, Jack Benny would say, But I think I'll sing, and a very lively tune it is, if the rhythm airs are handy. And I see they are. John Scott, let's get to going, huh? Love is so terrific, such a funny feeling. Makes you want to cuddle and cling. Makes you sentimental, makes you kind of gentle. Ouch, terrific thing. Love is so prolific, send your head a reeling. Makes you want to giggle and sing. Makes you sigh and wonder, hits you just like good. Ouch, terrific thing. Life rearranges, suddenly changes, everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling. Makes you hear the wedding bells ring. Melts away your collar, makes you want to holler. Ouch, terrific thing.
Love is so terrific,
such a funny feeling. Makes the winter turn into spring.
Start your heart a-thundering, get your mind a-wandering.
Oh, terrific thing.
Love is really so prolific, sends your silly head a
reel. Makes your daily troubles take wing. Makes your pain a pleasure, love is such a treasure. Oh, terrific thing. Life rearranges, suddenly changes, everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling. Makes you hold the world on a spin. Melts away your collar.
No, you won't regret it.
Makes you want to holler.
Don't you forget it. Love is so terrific. How terrific then.
Great.
Isn't
that jolly?
Well, it was. Very seasonal, yeah. Too.
What do you mean, Ken? Love knows no season.
Ah, but this is spring, Bing, when a young man's fancy turns to romantic thoughts and sweethearts stroll hand in hand under these balmy April evenings.
Drenched to the skin.
Poets write odes to nature and stuff. Ah, me, that I could set my thoughts to music.
Kenneth, you sound like the breaking up of a hard winter. What you need is some sulfur and molasses.
A thing of beauty to inspire.
I might have known. From the Broadway show, Inside USA, starring Bee Lilly, Jack Haley, and hundreds of other talented people, here's the ballad, Haunted Heart.
In the night, though we're apart, there's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Oh, that heart won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my heart at heart. Be still, my heart at heart. Sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my heart at heart. Be still, my heart.
Hey, Molly.
Yes, McGee?
Where's that new photoplay magazine I brung home this afternoon?
The magazine I brought home, dearie.
My gosh, did you bring one, too? I can't find neither one.
Well, I hope you do find it. There's a big story about Bing in this issue.
About who?
Bing.
Bing who?
How many Bings are there?
How many Bings are there? Well, there's Bing Spryington, the actress.
No. Who's... That's Spring Byington, dearie.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm talking about the Bing Crosby who sings.
Oh, you mean Harry. Harry Crosby. Sure, I know him. What a set of pipes.
I agree.
Yes, sir. 7 Dunhills, 2 K Woodies, 4 corn cobs, and a calabash. Never see him without one, too, either.
How'd you know his real name was Harry?
How did I know? I knew that kid when he was a tenor.
Really?
Sure. Sure, he didn't use his own name then. Called himself Morton Downey.
Morton Downey? Isn't he one of the Merrimacks?
No. Too young. The Merrimacks was during the Civil War. What's the monitor?
Oh, yes.
But I know Harry Crosby all right. Skinny kid with wavy blonde hair and a tendency to slice. Sings with Paul Whiteman's band.
He was with Paul Whiteman.
Oh, Whiteman let him go, huh? You know, before Whiteman fired him, millions of people spent millions of dollars getting their radios fixed, thinking they had loose connections. When all the time it was just that little sound effect in Crosby's throat.
Yes, I remember the effect. It sounded like a crap shooter with loose kid gloves on shaking a pair of rubber dice. Was Mr. Crosby worried about it?
Was he worried? He thought he was washed up. I seen him sneaking out of the hotel one morning with what looked like a gun case. Where are you going, kid? I says. And he says, I'm going out in the country and shoot myself.
Heavenly day.
Going out in the country and shoot myself a game of golf, he says. He played golf then.
He plays now, too.
Yeah, not as good as he did then. Now, if he loses the ball, he can afford it. But about his voice, I took him aside one day and I told him not to be discouraged. I says, look, I says, Harry, I says, can a turtle sing? No, he says, a turtle can't sing. Well, I says, Harry, if the voice of the turtle can clean up $2 million silent, you still got a chance with that gurgle of yours. you should have seen his face light up.
Encouraged, you mean?
No, he was lighting his pipe and the matchbox caught fire. Anyway, I told him how to capitalize on his voice.
Yes, he seems to be doing very well these days. Has his own radio show, you know.
Sure, that's one of the things I told him to do. Harry, I says, Harry, what you ought to do is have your own radio program, I says, Harry. Own your own package show, I says. And I gave him a piece of wrapping paper to give him a start.
He's in the movies, too.
Certainly, that was another one of my ideas.
And he's got four handsome young sons now.
Well, a guy's entitled to some ideas of his own.
It's nice of you to admit Bing did have a little mind of his own, McGee.
Of course, in a way, I could claim that having a family was part of my idea, too. I told him what he ought to do is settle down and raise one. Harry, I says to him, Harry, I says, what you ought to do, Harry, what you ought to do is go over and grab that girlfriend of yours, Harry, and say to her, Mary Ann, I want you to be my wife. And by George, I guess he did.
McGee?
Hmm?
Bing's wife's name is Dixie.
Dixie? Well, how do you like that? He married the wrong gal.
Dearie, will you be terribly hurt if I don't go along with your story?
Go along as far as you like. It's all true, so help me. You know, I'm not one to bend the truth, Arabella, darling.
My name's Molly.
No, I married the wrong one, too.
Oh, now, you don't really mean that, do you, dearie?
Nah. You know me, joshing all the time. Anything for a laugh.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. I knew you were just kidding me, Otis.
Otis? Who's Otis?
Never mind, McGee. That's in the past. Right or wrong, I married you.
Hey, you wouldn't by any chance be referring to Otis Cadwallader, the trombone player in the Peoria High School band.
Don't you ever remember that Otis Cadwallader played the trombone?
Because I played the cornet and Otis sat right behind me. I still get a lump on the back of my head whenever I hear anybody play Tiger Ray. I got a great little mind for details. That's how come Harry Crosby asked me to handle all his business before his brother Everett was born.
Oh. Now, wait a minute, dearie. It so happens that Everett is older than Bing. Now, how do you account for that?
My dear, come closer.
Yes?
Don't go telling this around, Snooky, but Everett Crosby is a fictitious character.
What?
Another one of my ideas. Brother Everett was invented as a tax dodge. He's a dreamed-up dependent. And hey, that reminds me.
Reminds you of what?
I just happened to think where I left the photoplay magazine. I got it right here in my pocket. Yeah, here it is. See how logical my mind works? Taxes, money, pockets.
Yeah, I'm glad you found it. And McGee, may I see it?
Now, wait a minute. I'll turn to that stuff about Harry Crosby you mentioned.
You won't have any trouble finding it. Nearly the whole magazine's about Bing.
You're telling me. I had to look for half an hour before I could find a picture of Rita Haysworth in a bathing suit.
Rita who?
Rita Haysworth.
Not Hays, dearie. It's just Hay.
Take a look at that picture. If that's Hay, it's the best bailing job I ever saw. Say, what's all this hooray and hoorah about Crosby, anyway?
Well, it says right here he won the Photoplay Magazine Award for the fifth consecutive year.
That boy always was a convincing talker. I always knew he could sell more magazines than anyone else in the theater.
Regardless, McGee, he won the poll.
He did?
And I've just been thinking, if you're such a close friend of Bing's, how come the magazine didn't ask you to write a story about him?
What do you mean?
Well, there's stories here about all his friends wrote something about him. Here's one by Bob Hope.
Oh, Hope. Ta-ta.
There's one here by Luella Parsons.
Luella Parsons? Is that the Luella Parsons from Ottawa, Illinois?
No, she's from Dixon.
Oh. Molly, are you sure there's nothing in there that mentions me in connection with Harry's success?
Not a word. Are you sure the Harry Crosby you're talking about is another fella?
Why, sure, I'm sure.
Well, McGee, inasmuch as you're such a pal of Bing...
Yeah?
Why not get him to sing for you at that big show you got to put on for the Elks Club? After all, you can always use a singer.
I don't know where to get hold of him.
Well, this is Bing's day. He's probably down at the studio. Come on, McGee, let's go down and see your old buddy.
Oh, okay. And Molly, don't fall all over him now. Don't treat him like a big shot. Remember, he's just an ordinary guy. I knew him when...
When what?
When I knew him. Come on, let's go down. Okay.
Say, Bing, isn't that somebody knocking at the door?
Come here.
Well, well, well.
Hello, Mr. Crosby.
Well, Molly, this is a surprise. I haven't seen you in years.
Has been a long time. How's the family?
Just fine. How's yours?
Just fine. Hey, you're looking great, Mr. Crosby.
Yeah.
Molly, you're just as pretty as ever, too. You've been married a long time, Molly, haven't you?
Oh, yes, and I have a fine husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. Otis Cadwallader. How's the old trombone, Otis?
Trombone?
Uh-oh.
Now, just a darn minute.
Say, Molly, I didn't know you married Otis. I heard you married a fellow named McGee or something.
I did, Mr. Crosby. This is McGee.
Oh, well, this is a pleasure. Glad to meet you, Mr. McGee. What instrument do you play?
Well, the harp, but I didn't bring it tonight because I and it were both feeling a little unstrung. I was afraid of this very thing.
Now, McGee.
What's the man talking about?
The man is talking about you being so upstage. Harry Lillis.
Harry Lillis, you say that like it was something a fella couldn't take across the state line.
Look, Si, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a phony. A guy that gives his old pals the cold chicken liver handshake. Molly can see how you're brushing off a fellow that was mighty important to you in the old days.
Well, I'm sorry, Otis.
McGee is the name.
Dearie, just to save time, why don't you just ask Mr. Crosby to sing for your Elks Club show?
Oh,
whether he remembers you or not.
He remembers me, all right. He's trying to play big shot, and I resent it. Just because he's made a few bucks and everybody in the world knows about him and he's a tremendous success, he thinks he's
what?
Well, that's funny. I can't think of anything he might think he is that he ain't.
But, dearie, it's only that he can't seem to remember you.
Now, that's for true, veritably.
McGee is the name.
All right.
Just for the record, Harry, did you or did you not once sing with an orchestra called Happy Harrigan and his Howling Hounds of Harmony?
Certainly.
Well, anyway, Harry, when you were with the Happy Harrigan and his Howling Hounds of Harmony, isn't it true that you played a one-night stand at a place called Starved Rock, Illinois?
Yeah, but...
Do you remember that beautiful bandstand there in the park?
Oh, yeah, it was gorgeous. Really decked up.
I knew you couldn't forget the way that bandstand was decorated. Now... Who do you think tacked the bunting on it?
Michelangelo.
He lived in Dixon. Crosby, it was me in person that tacked the bunting on that bandstand.
Yeah, I remember, and right in the middle of my song. You're the fellow that did that hammering, huh?
That's right.
Well, Woodpecker McGee. Yeah. Imagine seeing you after all these years. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm chairman of the entertainment committee of the Elks Club out our way.
Mr. Crosby, we may as well get to the point. What McGee really came down here for was to ask you to appear at the big show he's putting on for the Elks Club.
Oh, now,
well, I'd love to be on the show, Willie.
Now, just a minute, just a minute. So I got a big show. There may not be room for Crosby. I got O'Reilly, Callahan, and Murphy, the Japanese acrobats.
They're very good, Mr. Crosby. They work in Kelly Green kimonos.
Oh, sounds classy.
I got Salvador D. Lorenzo, the knife thrower, and his assistant, No Nose Jurgen. Following them, I got Fink's mules, followed by Shapiro's sparrows. On roller skates, that is.
Of course, got to be.
Then I got some hula girls from Whittier. I'm going to close the show with Rudolph Schmohopper.
Well, he'll never show up. When is your big show, McGee?
Next Monday night.
Oh, I can't make it Monday night, pal.
How come? Why not?
Well, they're taking my tonsils out Monday.
Say, I got a friend of mine, Doc Gamble. He takes out stuff. Who's taking your tonsils out, Crosby?
The government, dearie. They're going to bury them at Fort Knox.
I guess you can stay home then, Harry.
Now, McGee.
Well, who wants Crosby without his tonsils?
Yeah, I was just kidding you, McGee. I'm not going to have my tonsils grabbed at all.
Well, I still don't know if I can use a singer. Of course, I might put you in the kissing booth. I suppose there's a lot of silly women who'd pay $2 to kiss you.
I'd pay four.
Yeah. Well, if you do, it'll come out of your half of the budget.
Say, McGee, you don't mean you're going to put on a show without letting Molly sing, do you?
Oh, Bing, I haven't sung in years.
I haven't either, but that doesn't stop me. Tell you what, why don't you and Molly do one of your old tunes right now? If I can find a hammer somewhere, I'll accompany you.
Well, I'm game if Molly is. How about it, Snooky?
Okay. Put down that hammer, Bing, and sing with us,
yeah,
will you?
I'll be right in there. Perry, could you give us a little something on the guitar?
What are we sing, Harry?
Oh, how about Dear Old Girl, or I Had a Dream of You, or...
I Had a Dream, dear.
You got the lead?
I think so. I Had a Dream, dear. If anything happens, we'll go into Tipperary.
So I can get that little fill in.
And I'll tell you my
ring, bong, 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 ring, bong, 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 my.
What are we paying them King's men?
Ah, sensational, Molly. Pepper and Bing.
Here's a ballad from the new Walt Disney full-length picture, Melody Time.
Shades of night are falling as the winds begin to sigh, and the world is silhouetted 'neath the sky. Shadows on the trail, blue moon shining through the trees, and a plaintive wail from the distance. Comes a drifting on the evening breeze. Move along, blue shadow, move along. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way. But until the darkness sheds its veil, there'll be
blue shadows
on the trail.
McGee, wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it was, but I shouldn't admit it. Makes me sound like I'm bragging.
Makes you sound like you're bragging.
Well, I taught the kid everything he knows, didn't I?
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
Yeah. Well, Molly, McGee, it's about time for me to get home and pack my bag for a trip east. I want to catch the Pittsburgh Pirates opening game at Forbes Field next week. April 20th, to be exact.
Oh, that's right. You got into baseball just like I told you to, didn't you?
Come on, McGee. Bing, how do the Pirates look this year?
Great, great, great bunch of fellas. Fine spirit. You got a darn good manager, Billy Meyer. We have the loftiest of hopes.
Well, that's mighty nice. Good luck to you.
Well, Harry, if you ever need a pinch hitter for Pittsburgh, call on me. I used to be the flash of the 3-Eye League, you know.
He had three eyes then, Bing.
I'll keep you in mind, McGee. Good night, Marion. Good night, Jim.
Good night, Bing.
So long, Harry. You're awful nice to old people.